Tanya Perakit Aleph. It is on page Kuf Samach Hill with the Ois Aleph, looking at Ois Beis. So here we are. We have to figure out, like you said, that there's, you know, we spoke on the last parak that there are many different elements of what's happening in the process of why people do things. Sometimes it's hard to figure out why that is. So Bershom gave us a Hanes Kesem, as he calls it, which is a magical lamp, magical flashlight. It's able to look into the teeth of the person and tell you why you're doing something. So the first one is Kilodover Rekumikam. That was a sound. If you find someone doesn't talk to you in the Torah, the problem is this: in the Torah, the problem is in you. That Makuna of Torah, you have not developed properly. So you're a person who hasn't developed some elements of his personality properly. So certain elements of Torah will not talk to you. Base. The Torah said, an example of this actually exists in the Torah itself. So they complained to their tents. They said, the Bershom hated us. That's why he took us out of Mitzrayim, to give us in the hands of the Amorim to destroy us. Rashi. I see this as Hashem my son. That's the positive sense. Who are you? I am my son. Esther. Hashem loves you. Avatam, son of my son. Moshel had your armor. Ma de believe b'cha. Arachamecha. Ma de believe b'yallah. What you think about somebody else is what you believe he's thinking about you. Believe Moshel an shei dora mentor. Heat star vasina daka negar Hashem. They're developed, they're gathered, a slight sina. The fi otzmas kedusha sub, according to their global gabadreg. If you ask them about it, they wouldn't admit it. Shrilo Yodum is a call, they didn't even realize that it's there. The Mamaki on Nefesh, Musumi Yidia sub, Kidano Asinas, the deep. Without them realizing it, this Sina found a place to establish itself. So how do you know? So there is this magic light. What's the magic light? If you start thinking about somebody else, eggs. It's right what you're thinking about them. Upon his kesem panimi erolehem is a share of avav behipul. It showed them what's in their hearts. They claim that Hashem hated them. Hamino b'kach, and they believe that. The Solomon's had sar nerve, and they had tremendous pain. Nidbulahem, they assumed Kihem Oivus Hashem is Korah. They want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell them. Achushuma, Kodesh Baruch Hu Eidam Mekunim Oisom Oi. The Rosh was not happy for them anymore. His Tepanamehem, but then it was some Ashmon. Vailam Choshim Adam. Can you imagine? They believe that they had loved them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu loved them. They loved the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They believe they had this Kesher. They believe it's wonderful. One day they realize, in their minds, they realize, come on, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't love us anymore. How painful that was to them. He didn't call out Sarah's at this pain. The disappointment. The Pacharam of his gazette and their fear. Hell of a show. The whole thing's ridiculous. Ain't countless sinners Hashem. The Russians did not hate them. What's going on? There was no danger. They were not in danger. Because Baruch Hu Oyev is some Kimi Kaidim. Ava Gemurah. Rakpanis Kesem Pinim Yeshka Shegil Lehem Asina Amusteris Barmik Lilo Yichutz Lehem Mehivach Meduya Madem Libko Arachamel. If you're thinking that about him, that guy doesn't like you. In many cases, the reason why you think the guy doesn't like you is because you don't like him. So I like him very much because he doesn't like me. He's not nice to me. I'm very nice to him. He's not nice to me. So you need to understand. so well inside of your heart. Thinking that's what he's thinking about you. Everyone thinks most of you say, listen, I hate your gods. Okay. So probably the reason why you think that is because he told you he hates your gods. But if he didn't tell you that, you think the guy doesn't like you, you know. The guy's thinking bad thoughts about you. My wife has a story about, I think it's with her roommate teaching in the girls' school. In the middle of class, one girl will go over to the class. The girl pops her over the head. She's like, out of the blue. Like, so the teacher says, what do you do? Why do you do that? She's thinking bad thoughts about it. Like, where does that come from? It's because you're thinking bad thoughts about her. Right? You know? I mean, another option is that, you know, the woman has, the girl has the moon, which is pretty dangerous, right? So a lot of times we're interacting with somebody and we're seeing motives behind interactions, etc. And a lot of, you know, we're like, you know, where's it coming from? It's coming from because that's how we're deep down, what's worth, that's worth thinking. So the first one is the concept of double rank. Someone doesn't talk to you, it's because something inside of you which has not turned on to that point yet. The second one is that if you're having certain thoughts about your relationship with somebody, many times it's not what that other person is doing, it's what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling.
Person
is constantly insulting people and raising questions about their kashrus and yichus. It's more Kedusha. The Kedusha says in the rule, call a person a Mumma Pes. Now, the Vada Lo Yoda, a person is El Mumma. Kilo Yoda, Bezokar is so. Ho Yenim, the Vada Askira, Lachem, and they shall use Galaklana, who? Right? Person was a mamzer. It's a very stupid move to walk out calling a mamzer because then somebody's going to find out why your mamzer bad. Right? It's not an intelligent thing. The test is, why is he calling people mamzer? Because he doesn't know that he's a mamzer. Oshlo yodam miyadam. Oshlo shachal garmiyasim. He was not aware of it, or in memory. It's not in his memory. Of his history of life, the sheikh was a mukhiz benavshay. Lo nishkachamun. But deep down, it's not forgotten. It directs it outwards, lifts the boy out of the air, and he sees it in other people. Okay. So what do we take out of these last two, Beis and Gimel? Yiskalim is an atia panimi. So you see from here a natural tendency. The hakrin lekuyim regeshes. There's a nature to direct liquiim, which means person's chesrenes, and his feelings, his emotions. Apketim, which is, I have no idea what the word means. I've seen it used a few times. Sometimes I have to look it up in the dictionary. It's in Everett Zuber.
What?
It is based on something, but I can't figure out like how to pronounce it properly. What? Nafshim alachem. Okay. Ilazos, therefore. Olelis yaches, bebekaris, bechashad, bekolam ishbotim ashlilim, shonach hertzim almashim echutzalah. If I have, like, you know, I mean, these people, they're such gazlanim. You know, that's my attitude. That's some of my attitudes of people, right? You know,
how do you think they're really machmer?
What?
How do you think they're really machmer and they're like over the top?
Right.
So how do you think that on yourself?
Well, that might mean that you have a tendency to either it means that you have a tendency to overreact to things. If you think they're overreacting, or that might mean that they're doing something proper, but like the other, the Dabareku, it doesn't speak to you because you have not developed the correct connection to that part of Hanhaga. It's down on the different layers. And we're seeing it, how we interact with somebody else, and sort of project it outwards. Now, which one's worse? Hargosha Sha'alam Yisabim Lono is Oyein Misoinik. They're Bali Aveiro, and they're people who hate you. Hosel Bereik. People are Psulim and people which are empty. Hargosha Likuyim Regesha Tkalim Mekanim Kirbeinu. Mesiva said, Ein Zecher calls that. So Vali Shapani has a cast in Machbid Aleinu, Mach Lono is Aleinu Mamish, destroying our world. Living in a bad, negative world is very difficult. It's not out there, it's inside of me. Sor hasiyut shel olam meuyam. We take away this fact that I'm scared of this scary world. We're living in a nice, bright world. I'll see the scale along your dia mukal alatzmein. Who doesn't pass on responsibility to other people? It's his fault. When he realizes it's his problem, he'll fix it. There might be an immediate benefit of learning to get to know ourselves. We shouldn't fault other people. Rather than blaming it out.
Sometimes people around you are doing things wrong. Sorry.
How do you know? This was the journal. Doesn't have a thing on the curve. Thing in the bathroom. That's true. I'm not saying that isn't true. They say more often than not, and many times not, you know, what you're what's happening is a lot of the, when we have strong emotions about things, it's because somewhere inside we're being touched.
It can't be because that the reason why, not because you have it, but because it's something which is misnagi to your to the opposite. And if a person's a big tzaddik and he sees someone doing ra, he'll also be very upset.
So I mentioned the lesson to you about Shem Tov last week.
Right.
So Shem Tov also talked about this in the Rapani's Kesem. He has a different one. He says that he has a Kabbalah. I don't know what's wrong. That a person is totally musukah, tikkun, in a certain area, he's supposed to not shy to witness that affair. So if a person is totally musukah in the area of Shmir Shabbos, he will never see a Chilul Shabbos. So the Russian made this, he said, as a way for a person to realize what he's doing wrong, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to know.
It's much easier in a small world.
So he lives around him, you know, he sees Chilul Shabbos, it's a riot, he has to work on Shabbos. Work about his Shmir Shabbos. It's not quite right. Just a meister with him one time. He was very distressed because he saw Chilul Shabbos. As far as he knew, he'd always been very, very zoyer in Shmir Shabbos. So finally, he came to a resolution. He figured out what the problem was. That the zoyer says that Talmud Chacham was bechinah Shabbos. And one time, he witnessed that the zoyer of Talmud Chacham had not made a mechal. So he was mechal Shabbos. He allowed for the zoyer of Talmud Chacham was like Shabbos. That was his Chilul Shabbos. Yes, that was the Baal Shem Tov's Chilul Shabbos. I don't have to search so far to find out why I witnessed Chilul Shabbos. Right? So yes, the people around you are doing something wrong, but the fact that you in some way are witnessing it, involved in it, affected by it, is because you haven't developed the correct approach and tikkun to that area that you should avoid it. So instead of looking outwards for what they have to do, I'm not talking about that. There's something, if I can work on helping people correct themselves, I should do that.
Right.
But a lot of times, there's the kshiratzim I need to be fix myself first.
Now, a lot of times you look around the world and you see that things are very. Is it always the case? You see politicians are very. Politics is a terrible thing. Does that really mean that you are a person who also does sheker? Because.
I would posit the following. Imagine, let's change it. Imagine a person who only speaks MS. Right? And your person in general sees the world in a positive sense. So, every politician, the vast majority of them, has things which don't are very good. The same as they say, which are really beneficial. And stuff which is not. So what would I focus on? I'd say, wow, that politician, look how many times he's helped the Jewish community and how many things he's done. That's what I'd focus on. Somebody says, no, you don't listen. Yeah, that's a problem. He has to work on. That'd be my attitude. I'm not talking about being naive.
Right.
I'm talking about, the natural way I would relate to it would be in a positive way with an awareness of a chesaron. Right? But we've had to walk around with the net looking at a negative way, constantly being aware of my list. There's a reason why we act like that.
That's because we ourselves are.
We ourselves right now are in a quote unquote, one of my rebbeim one time said, Baruch is learning well. He says, the roosters are good, the food tastes good, and the bed is comfortable. The Baruch is not learning well, the food tastes bad, the bed is uncomfortable, and the roosters are a problem. When you're seeing the world in a positive way. So everything looks positive. Right? If you look at yourself negatively, you feel negative about yourself, you feel negative about everything around you also. Right? So the reason why we feel so negative is that we feel negative about ourselves.